What's up, everybody, and welcome to another One of Us Community Podcast mini pod. This one's going to be a little different. This is inspired by some content that I've been making on my website over at RoxyEverlore.com, where I'm starting to write more. Some of it is based on Destiny content. Some of it is just based on content creation content. It's pretty much whenever I come up with something that I would like to talk about, I write it down. And I post it to a little blog on my website. And I'm going to start trying to kind of narrate some of these back so that audio listeners can kind of get this information, because I think a lot of this is meant to spark conversations, right? It's what we want to do in content creation and in influencership, is get people talking, get people having conversations, because that's how we make our connections. That's how we start dialogues and hopefully try to understand each other. So obviously what I'm about to say is not necessarily representative of the beliefs of the One of Us community at whole. These are my own opinions, although I'm sure a lot of people would probably agree with some of the things that I will say. But this is kind of like Rock's Corner of the podcast. It's been aptly named by Robert M. Catalano as tough pills to swallow, because sometimes some of the things that I'm going to say might be tough for people who don't want to think about these things. It'll be tough for them to kind of take this in, but I think it's stuff that needs to be said. And this first one was inspired by some of the events changing the monetization on Mixer. People's reactions really started to show the true character of a lot of people that, you know, we've worked with in the past, and kind of showed who people were. Obviously, as many of you know, I've recently moved over to Twitch for about 2 weeks now, to help to spread the One of Us community over there, and to find, you know, hopefully a little bit better fit for my style of content. That doesn't mean that I'm not invested in Mixer anymore, though. So the announcement of the blog post and the reduction of Spark patronage and some of the other changes they made are still things that interest me. I still have a lot of friends over there, and obviously our community is centered around the Mixer. So, you know, I'm still heavily invested in that space, and I want to see them succeed, because in any situation, competition is beneficial more to the customer. And the customers right now to these live streaming platforms are us. So this is a blog post that I just wrote, and it's called "The Shifting Landscape of Content Creation." While many of us are engrossed in the YouTube and live streaming spaces, content creation on the internet is at large a very young and immature industry. There's no set way to make it. There's no set list of do's and don'ts. There's little understanding on how the industry should be built. It's still truly in a phase of pure experimentation, and that's okay. This phase obviously has its advantages and disadvantages for all involved. Creators have the freedom to develop and design their content around their interests and their passions. There's a myriad of ways for creators to monetize their content and a plethora of platforms to springboard a career. This same creative freedom allows the platforms to develop new and innovative ways to stand out against the competition, create profits, and build communities of creators and viewers alike. However, this also leads to uncertainty. Trends, relevancy, and growth can change at a moment's notice, and requires creators to be flexible, adaptable, and diverse. It's the veritable all-your-eggs-in-one-basket type of mentality. As a creator, the only people you owe anything to is yourself and your viewers. You owe it to yourself to be happy, be passionate, and to make content that you yourself love. You owe it to your viewers to make sure they know and that you know and appreciate them, that they're the reason you're able to do what you do, and to provide value for their support. If you fulfill all of these things, you're setting yourself up for a successful run of content creation. But we're all humans. We're passionate, fiery, and loyal almost to a fault for the things that we love. But are we loyal to the right things? I see creators, especially this week, attacking other creators all the time for the platforms they create on or the companies that they align themselves with. Whether it's faux positivity, disillusionment, or just plain naivety, we have developed these irrational loyalties to companies. Companies that are, frankly, just using you, your content, and your audience to make a profit. Companies that are making way more money than you. The fact of the matter is this. Our interests shift. Our viewers' interests shift. Our motivations change, and we need to be able to adapt to all those things. If that means diversifying your content outside of the bubble of a single platform, do it. If that means dropping a sponsor you don't feel happy about supporting, or who you don't feel is supporting you as well, do it. If you need to chase the money because it's your source of income and you need to pay your bills, do it. Sometimes that means moving your content to a different platform. Sometimes that means trying to be active on different social media platforms. Sometimes it means investing in your communities and the communities around you. It's important for us to invest our time, our attention, and our content in as many places as we can. It promotes growth, exposes our content to new audiences, and increases our reach and our influence. Because at the end of the day, nobody makes money being a streamer. They make money becoming an influencer. So that was kind of my gut check reaction based on some conversations I've had this week on Twitter and you know, private Snapchats and different conversations with people in reaction to the changes to monetization on Mixer. And I saw a lot of toxicity, and it's really sad because right now we as creators are the drivers for this stuff. And when we allow these irrational loyalties, right, we're so loyal to a platform that everybody that's outside of that platform is terrible. Or we're so loyal to company that we can't support our friends who may be working with another company. It's not healthy, right? And it's not helping to grow our industry of content creation. It's not a good look for us as content creators. It's not helping to foster our communities. It's fracturing our communities. And I think that we need to step back and think about the fact that the only person or group of people, I guess, that we make content for is ourselves and our viewers. The platform doesn't matter. In fact, you should diversify. You should be making content on Mixer or Twitch and Twitch. I don't know. Restream if you want to. You should be pushing stuff to Twitter, pushing stuff to Instagram, getting stuff on YouTube. If all of your eggs are in one basket, which I think happened to a lot of people on Mixer who got comfortable with the Spark payouts, and now that the Spark payouts are going away, they haven't taken that time where they were essentially getting a bonus. They were getting bonus money. They didn't take that time to bolster their influence, right? To spread their reach, to diversify their revenue stream. And now that that piece from that platform goes away, they don't know what to do. It's not up to the platform to make you money. It's not up to the platform to help you monetize your content. It's not up to the platform to grow your influence. It's up to you. And you'll see the people that do that, right? That come up with good affiliate and sponsorship deals, that diversify their content to various locations and are able to create content everywhere. Those people are going to be successful. Those people are going to stay. They're the ones creating great content on the internet. So this was meant to just be a thought piece. So think about it. If you want, tweet at me. Let me know what you thought. Or hit me up in Discord. You know, I'm curious to get people's thoughts on this and start creating conversation. I think Twitter's a pretty good place to have some of these conversations. You can head over if you want to actually read it for yourself. That article is posted on rockcityroller.com. If you want to find more of me, I am on Twitch, Instagram, and Facebook at RockCityRoller, YouTube at RockCityRoller TV, and Twitter at RockCityRoller1. That's going to be all for this short little mini pod. Let me know what you think of these, and if you'd like to hear more of them. DM me, tweet at me, hit me up in Discord. Until next time, this is Roxy Roller, and this has been One of Us Community Mini Pod.